The pandemic has caused a lot of us to put plans on hold, vacations, weddings, but what if your home or business is haunted? WNYC's Zoe Azoulay says you might have to live with that ghost just a little longer.
Sandra Foley is a ghost hunter. She leads a group called Twilight Passages, based in central New Jersey. The team uses high-powered listening devices to detect spiritual beings, mostly in restaurants and hotels. And though she hasn't seen a fully-fledged apparition, she certainly felt their presence.
Rocks thrown, being tugged on, someone being touched, orbs, a lot of orbs.
Since COVID, business is, well, dead. Foley says it's not like the ghosts aren't there, but it's not safe for the team to go to indoor places to look for them. That's also the case for Paranormal NYC, another ghost hunting group that's had to put investigations on hold. That team responds to people in distress who believe their house is haunted. And pre-pandemic, they were getting 40 to 50 calls a year. Don Villela is the group's lead investigator.
And it's, you know, like the bumps in the night and, you know, like the creaks and the sounds and the shadows and the cold spots. And I want to just be very, very honest with you. 98% of the time, we figure out it's not paranormal.
Dom says the primary function of his job is to find a non-paranormal explanation for something a client is perceiving as scary, but still.
Maybe 2% of the time it is paranormal.
Even then, a diagnosis of a haunting can be comforting. It's the whole, the first step to solving a paranormal problem is admitting you have one. COVID is slowing business down for now, but Dom says he expects that will change. He has experience with how mass tragedy affects the paranormal. His group started to get a lot of business after 9/11.
The same thing's going to happen now because of COVID and the amount of people that died during COVID, especially in New York. It won't happen right away. It's going to happen, just say, in 2022. It will probably be bombarded with calls.
So what should New Yorkers do if they have a ghost and no one to call? Marie Pohl is a writer who has followed Paranormal NYC's work. She says the key, don't be afraid.
I always believe a ghost is a story wanting to be told. So say to yourself, okay, if there's somebody here, then this somebody or something wants to communicate. So what is it?
Like most things these days, the goal is to try to listen across the divide. Zoe Azoulay, WNYC News.